Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm sitting on my stool trying to get up high where I can watch everything. So much going on.
I know. Got trouble in the Middle East. We got trouble here. We've got trouble around the world, actually, with all of this. Before we get rolling, I want to read something from John chapter 10, verse 1 through 3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Now, when you look at that, you'd say, well, what in the world does that mean? Well, there are two ways that people get into become members of the church. One is via conversion. And what has happened is conversion is now being called regeneration. But even their own theological experts, or at least several of them, have already warned the church that's not true, that there is a big difference between converting and actual regeneration. So anyway, if you're converted, you have not come in by the door. You have climbed up some other way because you are now in the sheepfold, but you bypass something, and I've talked about it before. Number two, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Who's the door? Jesus Christ said he was the door. So you have to come through the door via the straight gate, narrow way. This is how all this ties together. And to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Out of what? The matrix. He leads you out of the matrix. And I can vouch for that. I not only heard his voice, he called me by name and led me out. I just wanted to always like to start off with scripture, and particularly tonight, because of what's going on, it appears as though the elite have elected to start their culling operation. There's just too many things going on, especially in the United States, which appears to be a primary target of, CDC missteps. Really kind of weird missteps, like they are deliberate missteps to spread the virus even further. I'd say that. But you can't trust anything, any government, anywhere on world, according to Jesus Christ. You can't trust them. They're going to lie to you. They are controlled by Satan. They may not like that. Doesn't matter if they like it. Reality is what reality is. And they, because they will not do what Jesus Christ had to say, they will not enter in, they will not ask, seek, knock, strive, and labor, so they don't ever meet Jesus Christ face to face, which of course you're supposed to do. And when you do, like the Book of the Coburn says, then you know what the secret of all life is. You know what the secret thing is all about. And but people, particularly the Christians, they bought into this faith gospel. You find it everywhere on the web. Say a simple prayer, you're in home free. It's a lie. It's a tragic lie, because it'll take you to ruin if you believe it. And Jesus warned you about it. He said they were coming. He also said that if you mentioned a straight gate or the narrow way, that you would be ridiculed, mocked, maligned, and all but destroyed, because they rail against the way of the truth. They will not tolerate it. And their followers will not tolerate, because they have itching ears and they've turned their ears away from the real truth and they've turned them onto fables. What's the fable? Fake salvation. It leads millions of Christians into eternal ruin. That's what Matthew chapter 7 is trying to tell you when Jesus says, I don't know who you are. Who in the world are you? Well, didn't we do miracles? Didn't we perform miracles? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we teach in your streets? Didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? And he looks at them and he says, I don't know who you are. Get away from me. I don't know who you are. And it's just sad. But anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. I've warned people for the last 30 years, and it's all I can do. I'm getting ready to go home now, so, you know, it's just the way it is. Anyway, so you can take, if you read chapter 10 of John, you get a whole, you get a whole lesson on salvation. But anyway, I wanted to say this, yea, hath God said. He did not mean for you to enter in at any straight gate. He did not mean for you to pick up your own cross. He could not have meant for you to meet him or for you to hear his voice or that he would call you by name or that he would lead you out of the matrix. What in the world is a matrix? So theology of today's modern salvation thought is a lie. It's a total lie, just as Jesus Christ himself told you it was. Yes, in fact, he did mean it. Okay, next thing up, global pandemic. Global government needed to cure it. Well, guess who's stepping forward? United Nations WHO and the USA CDC, both of which, if you study a lot of what they have done in the past, would make you wonder if they're not rather corrupt. And, of course, you have clues like the Georgia Guidestones, which calls for a culling operation of at least $6.5 billion on the whole planet. And have you noticed that this virus is a global pandemic at this point? Just about every nation. Not all of them yet, but it soon will be. Don't forget the eugenics at the Denver airport. You know, those murals of millions being killed and dead. And don't forget Deagle.com, eugenics, writings of the elite. They have come right out in public, basically, for years, telling you what they were going to do. Nobody believes it. You go to your neighbor and you tell them stuff like this, they roll their eyes and then they turn away and you probably don't ever see them again because they don't want anything to do with you because you're wearing a tinfoil hat and you are one of those conspiracy theory nutcases. If they would do even a little bit of study, they would find out that it was the CIA who coined the term conspiracy theory to throw mud on those who are actually telling the truth. Well, they don't have to worry that the masses of the American people are ever going to catch on to any of this. Who they have to worry about is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's going to destroy them. He's going to allow them to have their way for a little while, and then he's going to rip it from them. He's going to rip their souls and spirits out of their bodies, and they are going to go down to a place that I myself have seen, and there they will be in lockdown forever, and they will never get out. And I know most of them, if they're listening, are rolling on the floor laughing and thinking, what an idiot this guy is. No, I'm not an idiot. I'm not even religious. And why Jesus Christ picked me to do what I'm doing, I have not the slightest idea. I'm just doing what he told me to do. and I've warned everyone. Your blood and the Illuminati blood, the rich men of the earth blood, not on my hands, because I've told them all, and I'm going to keep repeating it until I am silenced by the Lord himself. I tell you what, folks, this is all too real. The end of this thing is coming rapidly now. Things are all starting to come together. Now, when you have something like this, which is extraordinary situation of a global pandemic, it obviously requires an extraordinary solution, doesn't it? Such like maybe medical martial law, maybe the curtailing of almost all travel, like possibly locking down the people so that they're really under a quarantine in their own homes. Maybe just not have communications going all that well so that those people can be rounded up and taken to FEMA camps. This whole thing was to create chaos. It was to create an emergency and declare an emergency. And it seems like maybe the coronavirus is the excuse now, because of rumbles coming out of Washington already, that maybe we should suspend the Constitution. And then maybe the government will say to you, well, as soon as this is over, we'll give you back all your rights. But they have no intention to ever give your rights back. They never will, because that's not in the plan. When Jesus Christ said, who can make war with the beast? He wasn't lying to you, telling you the truth, just like he told the truth about salvation. If you don't want to hear it, you want to go to eternal ruin, that's your choice. Anyway, when all of this begins to happen, what do you think happens with the ripple effects? Like your supply chains begin to break down. Your truckers don't truck, so you have food breakdown. Your economic collapse starts in earnest. Maybe we should throw in a Chinese invasion. You know, have a really good chaos soup. The people of America have been stupefied for years. The schools are nothing but propaganda for worker-bee mentality and to obey the new world communist socialist dictatorship. I was just watching a movie that I saw. I recommend you actually go maybe on YouTube. I think you can probably get it full for free. It's called Wonder Woman. Now you might say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, in that movie, Satan says to Wonder Woman, and I'm paraphrasing, you and I really need to partner together to destroy mankind. Look what a mess they have made to this planet. We need to take it back. We need to return it to the Garden of Eden. Look how beautiful it was. And he shows her how beautiful it was. Then there's another movie, The Day of the Earth Stood Still, where they saved the animals and want to destroy all the humans. And then there's that movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage. The children were all given black stones, opposite, of course, the Bible's white stone of acquittal. He took all the children, remember? But all the adults were killed. So you have all of these little clues. They're all coming together. They're all fitting together. What do you think, Larry?
Pretty obvious. Very, very interesting. I was going to say, by the way, I know you're working on book three of The Matrix, but actually The Matrix, I found out today, Yahoo News reported, they're about to make the fourth movie in that series, and I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Well, it has been popular. I think it went way overboard, and then it kind of went off the deep end, but it's an interesting movie, and hopefully it made people wake up to the facts that they really are in a matrix, and the real reality of their existence is hidden from them because of the veil that we came down at the fall. Anyway, I want to read a vision here. Empty store shelves. This is scary, folks. but I believe every word of this. Today, while in prayer, the Lord gave me a vision of an event happening in my city in the days ahead. In this vision, the Lord allowed me to experience this event as it was taking place. I found myself right in the middle of the event as an observer to carefully watch and take notice of all that was going on around me. It started out with me driving my current vehicle that I drive every day to and from work. I didn't know if it was a day after getting home from work or if it was a weekend. It was sunny, seemingly very normal day, and I was alerted to anything happening. I was not alerted to anything happening at the time. I was driving towards the downtown area to the local plaza where there is a Walmart, a grocery store, and several other stores. The location is a short distance from my house, approximately 2 to 3 miles away. As I drove along, I heard the radio in the car tuned into a local talk radio station. Suddenly, my attention was on what was being said on the radio. Talk show host became very serious in his tone and stated it was being reported that several large cities were in lockdown because of the COVID-19 virus. It was now rampant and it was mutating. He then said that all people were being ordered to stay inside their homes or apartments. I was somewhat surprised to hear that being said, as I was not aware that things had gotten to that point. By this time, I was arriving at my destination. As the plaza area was coming into view, I saw what looked like a riot taking place. The streets leading up to the plaza and the entire parking lot were jam-packed with vehicles parked all over the place with car doors left wide open. This is a smaller city with approximately only 16,000 residents, and it appeared that all 16,000 were in this plaza, the main place of activity were the grocery store and the Walmart. I drove into the parking lot, dodging people all over as they were wildly running about. All parking lot spaces and aisles were blocked by vehicles, but I managed to pull into the spot where the returned carts go. I got out of my car and stood in amazement as I watched people running as fast as they could in almost every direction, screaming and shouting hysterically. I was observing complete and utter chaos and hysteria. No one person was calm. All were running about, yelling, screaming, and crying. A little way ahead of me, I noticed a person that I recognized and asked him what was going on. He stated that he had heard from the local National Guard that they were planning martial law order and that everyone would have to stay in their homes. He told me that nearly all of the store shelves were empty of food, water, and other goods. He said that the people in the stores were acting like crazed, rabid animals, throwing cans of food at each other and stealing each other's carts. I decided to enter the grocery store just to see for myself. I went in, and it was worse than I had anticipated, complete chaos and wild fighting. People at the checkout lines were yelling and screaming at the cashiers because their debit and credit cards were not working in the machines, and they had no cash. People began to bypass the registers and just run out of the stores without paying for food in their carts. I saw people at the front of the store, just outside the store, attacking those people who were running out with the food. Waiting mobs of people grabbed and beat the people who were leaving the store with food, taking all their food and leaving the people injured and just lying on the ground. I observed what the shelves were all emptied out in a matter of minutes, and as I watched, it reminded me of a pack of ravenous wolves or frenzied sharks fighting over food. It was unbelievable to watch this take place. I ventured further into the store and saw how everything in the store was totally destroyed. The doors were pulled off the refrigerated and freezer sections, broken and thrown all over the floor. Shelving units were pushed over, knocked down, and broken up. There was no food left at all anywhere on any of the shelves. Everything was totally gone, completely wiped out. Then my attention was drawn to the doors in the back of the store that led to the stock room. People had begun running back there in search of more food as the store was now cleaned out. They began tearing all of the boxes and pallets apart looking for food. Many of the boxes contained paper products and cleaning supplies, but all that was just simply thrown aside since the people were in a mad frenzy looking for any boxes containing food items. I saw them find and take even pet food because it was food. They acted like they had hit a jackpot when they found dog food. I left the back room and was again in the store area. As I looked around, I saw some people that I knew from some of the local churches. These people were all standing there with a terrified look on their face. Most of them were crying because they were too late. There was nothing left. I approached them and I asked, "Why did you not prepare for this? After all, many watchmen have been warning for years of what was to come." And one of them replied to me, "I thought we would be gone before anything bad happened. I should have listened." As we were standing there, still looking around at people fighting over what little remained, suddenly we began to hear gunshots fired as many people had come there armed. Bullets began flying everywhere, and many people were being hit. No one came to their aid or tried to help them, but they were just left on the floor bleeding, injured, and dying. Other people were now grabbing and taking the food items from the people who had been shot, and they were running out of the store with the food. The cashier clerks had all run away for fear of their lives. People were taking anything that was not tied down that they could carry out. I then went back outside and looked all around the plaza to the other stores. I observed that people had now run into every other store looking for food. Walmart had become a war zone, gun battles going on in the store and in the parking lot. Many people were lying dead or dying. I saw people run into TJ Maxx and the dollar store to their small food sections. People even ran into the movie theater and were fighting over the popcorn and the candy. It seemed as if in 1 hour, everything had gone from normal to complete and utter chaos and insanity. I was then reminded by the Lord that he had told me many times over the past several years that this would be the case, that life as we know it would change suddenly and that most were not prepared. As I stood outside the store, I saw the National Guard vehicles begin arriving in the area. They quickly swooped in and shot anyone who was seen holding a weapon. The clampdown had begun, and no one would be allowed on the street. Everyone must stay inside or they must be shot. As a vision answered, I heard the Lord say, "Why have you not prepared?" What do you think, Larry?
Oh, my, that's rather a dire warning, but I think we're beginning to run out of time.
Yeah. Yep, and people have not paid any attention at all. They laugh at you when you tell them to prepare. Here's another one I want you to listen to, too. Now, this came from China, and it was some time ago, I guess, that this was actually written. Came out of a Chinese Bible called the Ancient Internal Bible. So it is very difficult to translate in a modern language because it was written in a very old dialect. Anyway, this is a general translation. The year is 2020, the year all China will weep. The omens will be so bad that the new year will not be celebrated. Then the plague will come, and it will come with a fury. The tigers and the wolves will hide in the mountains. The plague will encompass all the land and will eventually spread to the whole world. Very soon, rice will become so expensive no one can eat. And then the rivers will sink all the boats. People in that year will only be able to harvest rice in the very early spring. There will be no harvest of late season rice, beans, wheat, or oats, because the vast clouds of locusts will lay waste to the entire countryside. I, gentleman Zigong, assure you Chinese in 2020 that the locust will fall from the skies and the destruction will be complete. Smoke and fire will fill the fields. Nothing will be able to stop the swarms. Once the locusts have destroyed the land and the smoke is still coming from the ground, the rivers will flood the countryside. I, gentleman Zigong, will tell you Chinese in 2020 how to survive. Remain very close to your families and your neighbors. The best is to have stored up plenty of gold and food to live and share freely with those you love. Tolerate no thieves among the people. Be uniters, not dividers. If you can, you will survive. That's exactly what's happening in China. In fact, I just read that the locusts are rebreeding, and they expect 400 times more than what they've got already. And it's already into China, as I understand it. Have you heard any more about that, Larry?
Yeah, it's covering a number of countries, and including areas in Africa, and they're moving into towards the Middle East a little bit, but going into China, that is true. I'm kind of just sitting here with my mouth open with what you just read. I don't know how long ago that was written, but whoever it was, they saw something in the future.
Yep, and of course, he's not the only one. There's been a lot of them. They haven't dated it necessarily, but all these warnings have been coming from the Lord. I mean, the Lord himself said there are going to be plagues and famines in different places. And I never forget when Red Elk came here, when I did that documentary with Red Elk. It, by the way, it's up on Angel Fall 923 if you want to go see it. He told me that the way he worded it was kind of odd. He said, you've seen those little kids overseas with their big distended bellies because they have no food and they're starving to death and they're so thin and frail. And I said, oh, yeah, I've seen that. And he said, it's going to be your grandkids. Famine is coming to America. So just be warned. Pray for the Lord to protect. But if you don't do what he tells you to do, he's not going to protect you. Why should he? Anyway, many more infected. I'm going to read again from, I think this is... let's see, I don't know if this is Stan Dales or whether this is Drudge. Anyway, residents near Mystery Case worry and wonder. That's the one in California. How many have been exposed? Well, now they've got another one exposed that they've confirmed. So that's the second one. Missteps at CDC have set back ability to detect the spread. Folks, these missteps of the CDC... I don't believe they're missteps. I think they're deliberate. They want this thing to spread. This is a black swan event. Larry and I are going to talk about that because look what's going to happen if the stock market goes down, we'll say, another 4,000 points or more. Who are they going to blame? They're going to blame Donald Trump. Very, very odd, his reaction at that press conference he held where he was very nonchalant. Oh, don't worry about it. We're only down to one. No problemo. Nothing really going to happen. Well, it could, but we don't think so. And then you got the CDC saying just the opposite. And we've got WHO now that has elevated this to their top-level global threat. There's more stuff going on, too, about invoking War Powers Production Act, which we'll get into. The USA to invoke special powers to boost production of protective gear. FDA reports first drug shortages, toilet paper rationing in Hawaii, masks have sold out, daily life is going to change, Mulvaney, schools may be closed. International travelers at JFK appalled by their lack of screening. Man cleared after quarantine can't stop coughing in a TV interview. whistleblower. Feds helping evacuees lack protection. They sent them in there with nothing. That's not a misstep. That's not stupidity. If it is, those people ought to be hung. CDC ominous scenario. Healthcare systems overwhelmed. Google employee test positive. Gates. Maybe one in a century pathogen we've been worried about. probably produced. They didn't worry about it. They produced it. Don't forget the Georgia Guidestones, folks. Don't ever forget the Georgia Guidestones. Deagle's forecast of massive depopulation by 2025 didn't include a death by pandemic, but warned us of what could happen. A scenario could involve a death toll of up to 90%. Those who don't prepare have sealed their own fate. Yep, so when you go to your neighbor and he rolls his eyes, he has sealed his and his family's fate. That's the way it is. Anyway, Larry, you said there was another Barry Rothman code. I haven't had a chance to look. What does he have to say?
Well, what he did is he reran his matrix on Wuhan virus fears pushed Dow down almost 2,000 points. He ran it, and ironically, he found a number in the first matrix code, and I'll read that whole matrix. Number one, stocks went down. Number two, plague. Number three, Wuhan. Number four, USA. Number five, thousands. Number six, and 5780, which is 2020. Number seven, Trump. And number eight, the new one he found, is the number 3,200 or 3,200. And he doesn't really know what to do with that number. You don't find numbers very often, but I did see this whole week that it had dropped 3,500. So that's really interesting. And by the way, I was going to mention also and get your comment, Skywatch TV, Tom Horn just posted earlier today that he has inside information that Chinese scientists are now finding HIV, Ebola-like mutation on SARS-CoV-2. In other words, this appears to be a bioweapon because it's got incorporated in it a number of diseases. You know, they found it's HIV, that's AIDS, and Ebola-like mutation, that's Ebola, SARS,
right,
which is different, and links into COV, or in other words, coronavirus, human coronavirus. So this has got to be a bioweapon, Stuart. And my question kind of is, would the Chinese let loose a bioweapon in China, or is it an accident, or is it more than that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know if we'll ever get a real answer, but you can kind of analyze this from the Georgia Guidestones at Denver Airport and all the eugenics writings and rollbacks of the elite that they've come right out and said what they want to do. Well, you can use that as a backdrop, sort of, to show the intent of the rich men of the earth, which is to call humanity back by a huge number. That would indicate, then, that global deep state was involved in the release of this, which would be easy for them to do. And you have to go back to Psalm 2, the kings and rulers of the earth all get together, and their main battle plan is to eliminate Jesus Christ and then bring in their false Messiah and bring in their new world order. If you look at it from that perspective, yes, I would think this is probably more a global deep state high-level operation to make it look like China did it. And, of course, you got to remember the Chinese general who came out, I think it was in 2005, made a speech before the military there, and he claimed that China was virtually overpopulated at that time, and they were going to have to do a culling operation. Or they wouldn't be. They'd either have to take America and occupy America for more room for their people. That would mean, he said, well, it'd be kind of sad if we had to take out 200 or 300 million Americans, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And then we would be able to take over the country. Well, if you wanted to do something like that, and he's the one who suggested a bioweapon. So we should make a bioweapon. And the bioweapon kills, but then it's gone in a month or two, and then we just walk in and take over. So it does make you wonder. And, of course, remember what the Lord had to say about these people who rise up, even in the United States, against me and who destroy the earth. And I've always thought that probably referred back to William Cohen when he was Secretary of Defense, talking about earthquake weapons, weather warfare weapons, volcanic weapons. They can create volcanoes anywhere they want. They can create huge earthquakes anywhere they want. We've had movies out there with all these kind of weapons. Remember Steven Seagal had a movie. I can't remember what the name of it was, but where they were using a laser-like weapon from satellite. And they've got this technology. People just don't believe it. They roll their eyes and they say, well, that's, you're nuts. You're crazy. Well, all I can say is when you're crawling on your belly, begging for mercy and no mercy comes, you only got yourself to blame. You can't be blaming anybody else. May sound tough, may sound hard, but the Lord's not fooling around with humanity. I think he's had about enough of it. And the Matrix is beginning to start the closure process. That's why Jesus came down here. That's why he hung on that cross for you. And if you're going to mock him, well, you're going to pay the price. What can anybody say about it? Jesus said that's what was going to happen to you if you mocked it. And the whole world basically is now mocking Christianity. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate the name. They even hate it in Israel. The Sanhedrin. The rise of the Noahide laws. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're committing blasphemy. You get your head cut off. It's right in the Noahide laws. The Noahide laws are rising up rapidly. Got an article here on the Sanhedrin just the other day. I haven't had a chance to really look it over. People, wake up. Wake up. Israel is in the middle of this thing. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why the Lord has to say what he has to say. They rejected Jesus Christ. They rejected their Messiah. They think that Jesus is boiling in excrement right now. That's coming out of their own books. I got news for them. Israel is being set up. Read Zechariah. You'll find out what happens to two-thirds of the Israeli people. And with what's going on in the Middle East, and I want to get into that, Larry, because you've been watching this thing over there, and Israel now seems to be getting more deeply involved. I think not. You know, when is the election, the 2nd or the 3rd over there?
Whenever Monday, it's over there Monday, which would be Sunday night here.
Wow. So I think he's probably going to win. I've always thought Netanyahu would be the man that takes everybody through this. But Israel is being set up for a delusion to accept their false Messiah because they rejected Christ. Jesus said, another will come in mine and in his own name, and him you will accept. I have come from the Lord, and me you reject. You don't want anything to do with me. The Lord knew that was coming. He knew it was happening, and there's a reason for it. When Israel rejected Jesus Christ, it went to the world. But the Bible warns you, do not be proud or arrogant against Israel, because that was done so that you and I can be saved. And, you know, don't be arrogant against them. I hear all kinds. Anyway, Turkey opens borders to Europe. You want to fill us in on that, Larry? What in the world are they thinking?
Well, that's Erdogan. He's not thinking. He's doing. And, you know, he's threatened Europe before, but now he's, listen to this headline. This is today. And, you know, we read some last night on stuff that was happening, but it says Turkey opens borders to Europe, demands 4 million refugees leave within 72 hours. And it is reported that thousands are pouring across the border toward Europe. And says Greece and Bulgaria have now deployed troops to seal their borders with Turkey, and Greece has now deployed 50 warships to close the maritime borders from Turkey. And I'm thinking, Stuart, I'm thinking to myself, what American news source has reported any of this?
Yeah, well, I think that's a zero. The American people are the most censored people in the world, and they think they're the most well-informed. It's one of those biblical reversals. Up is down, down is up. Informed is uninformed, and uninformed is informed. It's wild. But this could mean war. What are they going to do, shoot a whole bunch of unarmed refugees? And what's the world going to think about that?
Well, it's entirely possible, according to some of the intel coming in about these refugees, that numbers of them may have the coronavirus, and so they're already, the refugees are already weaponized, and they basically, if let go, will either conquer, invade and conquer, or they'll decimate Europe one way or the other.
Wow. Well, I guess what can one say? I was just thinking about the possibility of war starting over refugees. What do you do? Do you shoot 100,000 refugees that are unarmed? Do you ship sink ships that are loaded with refugees? How do you handle something like that without handling the wrath of the snowflakes in the world? And the United Nations, which wants all these refugees, of course, to eventually come over here and destroy the United States.
Yeah,
this is weird.
We're even getting reports now from Natural News that animals and dogs are passing coronavirus in Mexico. There's a big problem there. And today the courts have ruled that against Trump, securing the borders, and said you can't make any of them wait in Mexico. They all have to come in. So, Stuart, of all stupidity, we couldn't give anybody advice on keeping anything out, even refugees.
Yep. What has happened, folks, is we've been invaded by the United Nations communist socialist mindset and the takedown of America. They hate America. We've got people in our Congress that literally hate the United States. We don't do anything about it. We don't do a thing. The people who put those people in office, they don't do anything about it either. They don't try a recall. They don't call for an impeachment. They don't call for anything. And why do you think that is? Good question. California is monitoring at least 8,000. Now, remember what Donald Trump said, we only have one. I think he said by the next day we'd have one. California is monitoring at least 8,400 for signs of coronavirus, 33 test positive for COVID-19 in the state, including a patient with an unknown origin who took 4 days to be screened for the disease as they didn't fit the criteria for infection. What kind of idiots do we have, or how many willful traitors do we have? California Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday officials are monitoring 8,400 people, all the individuals have recently returned to California after they're traveling on domestic commercial flights. Remember how we talked about the vector, folks, of how you get into an air? Now, I was a professional pilot. I know how those air systems work, the pressurization systems work. They recycle the air for the most part. All of anybody that's infected on a flight, everybody is exposed to it. This is deliberate. All of the individuals have returned to California after traveling on domestic commercial flights. Where were they? Health officials confirmed the first case of coronavirus, where the origin of the disease is unknown in California. CDC said patient hadn't traveled to any foreign country, wasn't in contact with any other confirmed case. Patient is being treated at the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento. Origin of patient's infection, totally unknown. Email from hospital officials said CDC took 4 days to test the patient despite all requests from hospital staff. Why is that? Why are the so-called testing kits not working? Something wrong here. Something very, very wrong with this whole picture when you put it up against the Georgia Guidestones and the rest of it I've talked to you about. Some hospital staffers were asked to go home, isolate themselves, and monitor their temperatures. You can go almost 30 to 90 days with no symptoms, and you're a carrier. There's a lady, I think, over, I can't remember what country it was from, 90 days since she had had contact with a person who had the coronavirus. She didn't show any symptoms until the 90th day. They don't have any idea how long this stuff takes place. And I know they're all thinking, well, you just tinfoil hat. That's what they want you to think. They don't want you to prepare in spite of what they tell you. Not really. Some hospital staffers have to go home. Trump insisted in a press conference, risk of Americans is low. President announced Vice President Pence will be in charge of the nation's response to the disease. Pence convened first meeting of coronavirus task force after Trump made him the point person. Now we're getting news that Trump told all of them, shut your mouth. I don't want any more stuff out. There are 60 coronavirus cases in the United States, and that's not probably true. 42 in the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Stocks on Wall Street are dropping. Pope Francis canceled. He's sick. tell you what, folks. Better be careful. You better prepare. That's all I can tell you. What else have you got, Larry?
Well, the news just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, we're talking, about who actually caused this to happen in China and why suddenly, and I'll read this news headline from Yahoo News today, actually, Chinese destroyer fires weapons-grade laser at U.S. surveillance aircraft, U.S. Navy reports. And in other words, a Chinese destroyer fired a laser weapon at one of our U.S. surveillance aircraft that was monitoring what the Chinese were doing in the Philippine Sea just west of Guam. Are we going to war, Stuart?
I think we are, yep. I think there's no question about it. The Bible says we're going to war. It's how big a war it is. I guess the people can debate it. We've got Isaiah 17. We've got Daniel chapter 8. We've got Ezekiel 38:39. The attitude of those around us is found in Psalm, I think it's 83. Let Israel be a nation no more. Let's push her into the sea and we'll just forget about her. That's an attitude that leads to the other wars. Anyway, here's more on the news. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar declined to promise that the coronavirus vaccine would be affordable for all Americans. That That's a, you know, how good a business could that be? You create a military-grade weaponized virus, you release it, and then you make a vaccine and you charge millions and millions and billions of dollars for it. I mean, what a business. It's a wonderful business. Anyway, they've kind of backed off themselves a little bit when they made that comment. People got a little bit upset about it. According to Drudge, outbreak getting bigger. Soon in every country, question mark. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? Where do you think this is going? I think we're in trouble.
Well, humanity's pretty much been in trouble, but they never figured that out. I tell
you
what,
that right.
Yeah, Hal Turner's also got a new report up also, and I think you mentioned it already, but, you know, we've already seen the post that was posting Jeff Bezos bugging out of the USA and headed for a survival bunker in New Zealand. I know you saw that one. Well, Hal Turner's got a new one out. It says USA elites are bugging out. CEOs of Disney, MasterCard, and Salesforce all resign in 24 hours, says a strange confluence of high-profile departures, rumors everywhere that rich and powerful people are leaving for their survival-type bunkers in remote locations. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I know for a number of years we had reports coming out of Australia and the outback that the wealthy had dug out huge underground facilities that they were going to go to. Now I've heard that some of them have done the same thing in New Zealand. I guess my reply to the rich, and of course we know all about the tunnels and the underground cities all over the world basically, but here in the United States there's a number of them. People laughed at it, mocked at it, and said, ha, 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 no such thing. You tinfoil hat people are nuts. Well, now, folks, go on YouTube, and you can get videos from truckers who have traveled thousands of miles underground. This has been going on for a long, long time. The Bible tells you they were going to go underground. And Jesus Christ is going to go down there and crush them, which he should. They're not going to escape. They can go to the moon. They can go to Mars. Who else? We don't really know where else they go. But the Lord says, I don't care where you're going. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to destroy you. They're not going to escape. He knows all about their moon base. He knows all about their Mars bases. They're not going to escape any of this. The whole thing is rapidly coming down now, whether the plunge protection team will kind of help out the stock market remains to be seen. Celeste, she says, emergency clause, did VP Pence just suspend the Constitution? Very interesting article from Celeste. Folks, these are clues as to what they're planning, what they think they're going to do. And what a perfect setup for the New World Order, because the ripple effects of such a thing include food shortages. They include agricultural shortages, because farmers are probably going to have another bad year. They had a horrible one last year. If the trucking stops, the fuel stops, that means the tractors stop. That means they can't get their seed to plant anything with. Then the government comes in and says, well, I guess we'll just have to take over, and they'll start nationalizing everything. That's the way they've done it before. There's no reason why they won't do it again. Nothing is different, because human nature is evil to the core. And that's why when I read you that prophecy of all the fighting, I can vouch for that because in Menominee, we had a huge storm come through many years ago. Knocked over trees, power, everything else went down with it. Farmers were fighting for dry ice to keep their milk cool. Fist fights. Folks, you don't understand the evil of the human heart. That's why Jeremiah says, the human heart is wicked beyond all imagination. Beyond all imagination. That's why when Jesus came down here, he did such a wonderful thing coming down here. And we mock it. We don't have any understanding of what he actually did for the human race. And modern Christianity is just horrifically ignorant about it. You have no idea, no idea at all of what happened at Calvary. Anyway, Larry, what else you got?
Well, oddly enough, you know, to kind of get off the planet for a minute and where we can all chill out, Betelgeuse is oddly beginning to brighten again. I saw the report on Space Weather, and they're totally clueless of what's really happening to that star. And I went out last night and looked at it, and it is getting brighter. So I don't know.
Well, hopefully it does not. That's the last thing we need is to have shock waves and cosmic waves coming in from that. And now they're beginning to tie 5G together with the virus and the outbreak. But here's something that you might want to just think about, folks. Federal government needs a military-style campaign against the coronavirus. On Monday, Harvard University epidemiology, I guess I don't know how they pronounce that, Professor Mark Lipsitch predicted that within a year, 40 to 70% of the world's population will get the novel COVID-19 and the diseases that it causes, which is predominantly, I guess, pneumonia. Serious pneumonia that kills you. With a world population of 7.5 billion, that means 3 to 5 billion people globally would get the COVID-19, and it would kill 60 to 100 million. This would make the new virus the worst pandemic in history, surpassing even the Spanish flu, 1918-19, that killed 50 million. Now, the headline is what you want to focus on. Needs a military-style campaign against the coronavirus. The UN is a military operation, folks. Most people don't realize that. They think the UN is a civilian thing. No, it is not. It's a martial law situation. It's a military operation. That's why it's so dangerous. That's why they hate the Constitution of the United States. And keep your eyes on things coming out of Washington. Well, you know, we might have to suspend the Constitution just for a little while, folks, till this thing overpasses. But we really need to get you guys locked down because, after all, you know, we're saving the country. Unfortunately, you never get your stuff back. And any last word, Larry?
Well, I would just say that I saw a general on television today saying, we need to attack this like we did Katrina. And I'm thinking, if I remember right, Katrina, people were killed and died, and they tried to take the guns.
Yeah, it was de facto martial law. It was. And I think that's been the plan all along. That's what the Illuminati protocols said they were going to do. They just didn't say how they were going to do it. You could do economic collapse. You could have what we have now, a pandemic. You could have a major false flag, nuclear suitcase nukes going off in two or three cities. There are any number of things they can do, but right now it appears like the virus may be the thing they're going to use. It's not that it's not real, folks. False flag is real, and it kills people. All it means is that there's an agenda behind it, and that agenda appears to be global new world order. And I don't see any way out of that. because if it doesn't work this way, it'll work some other way, because they're not going to give up. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, your redemption draws nigh, and pray that the Lord comes down here to get us or protects us through this. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care.